Hey there guys, what's up? This is Dominic Diaz, aka The Last Level Boss, bringing you another episode of Streamlined, a daily podcast where we go over the best tips, tricks, and business practices for streaming in 2019. This episode is brought to you by GIGS, Guild of International Gamers Secret Society, where they believe in one team, one dream, everybody streams. So I'm really excited. I had to skip a Thursday. It's a little bit tired, but what we're gonna go ahead and do is cover, something a little bit more practical today. Tomorrow I'm excited to do our first set of interviews for our Behind the Stream segment, where we'll cover interviews for our streamers, and I'll also be interviewing other streamers outside of our network, trying to build awareness for GIGS as we help grow the network. So for this episode, I wanted to cover, visibility and what goes into picking a good game to stream. There's really only so many different factors. And I mean, with all the content that's out there on YouTube, it is pretty generalized. What you're more or less looking for is you're looking for games to stream that are that sweet spot between nobody watching and having a very low viewer count, very low average viewer count of a particular game, because the last thing you want to do is be not only being the bottom of the actual viewer count of any particular game, but you don't want to be the bottom of the viewer count or the bottom of the game directory to see what is popular and what is most viewed. Now, Twitch's algorithm and Mixer's algorithm, that's both how they organize and structure their games and their shows, or their games and how it's viewed. Whereas, hey, we'll go on the other side. Game and how they're viewed. And then also, how you doing?
What happened, everybody?
I know, tell me about it. Yeah, so I'm at a dog park, but yeah, so you're shooting for visibility. One thing I've come to find that really, really works is making sure that that you're always engaging, and that goes without saying with anything. And people usually like events to go to, so a really great way to build awareness is to do something and that's stream worthy for other streamers to build interactivity. And you also want to do something that's a little bit more a little fun, more viewer friendly as well. There are certain games you want to kind of shy away from unless you're specifically training to go professional in specific game and set games. And also, like, a really good example is Overwatch. Like, if you're not going to go, or if you're not going to transition into being viewed as more of like a coaching or like a mentor streamer in that sense, then it wouldn't really make sense to stream that kind of game because of how much attention it requires and because of the amount of attention, that's the lack of interaction and engagement with your viewers. Good games to stream though are ones that you can pause in the middle of streaming. A lot of single player games are really good to stream. Games that have just come out, those are pretty good. And then also games that are for free on like the Game Pass or any program where it comes out for free. And the reason being is because some people, despite something being free, they won't take the time to download it and play it just because of the fact that either they're too lazy or they don't view it as worth their time. So it opens up a big market of having like different games to play, different things to showcase, and so you want to make sure that you always have like a good variety. You always want to make sure that this is something you actually want to play or that you're interested in. Constant transitions, constantly switching between games doesn't look as great. Plus, it makes for a poor experience if people are always having to wait for you to do anything. Hello. So, having entertaining content, stream-worthy content, That's really what you're aiming for. Having events, hosting tournaments, hosting get-togethers, meetings, groups, things of that nature. Community building events are always going to be really great. Plus, it gives you something to, you know, talk about. One thing that I've noticed that isn't really, or that is the bane of everything, is poor execution. You want to make sure that leading up to any event, whether or not you have a lot of followers, whether you have a lot of people, you know, viewing you, or whether you're expecting a big turnout, you always want to make sure that you present yourself as though you're already working or being a part of a bigger network than what you currently have. You don't ever want to be in a position where you have this huge spurt of growth, and because you haven't been practicing to manage or handle that many people at any point in time, or to cater to an event where you have... Juno, come here. Come here, boy. Get off your butt. Come here, Juno. So, you don't ever want to have, like, an event where you get more people than you used to catering. Other good things that you want to... good practices is making sure you have channels of communication. What I noticed is really, really, really well-structured and organized events. They look better, they feel better, you get better retention rates of after the event ends, that people are willing to stay and continue following what you have to offer. Yay, mamas! And you'll also have better actual attendance during said events, because one thing you need to always account for is things not going right. So you can have a fully booked tournament and you have all the players you think you need, but you always make sure you account for people dropping out, people not getting organized correctly, things not going according to plan and not going the right amount of time. So always give yourself like more time. Wow, Juno. Come here, boy, bring me your toy. Where's your toy? You want to always account for more players dropping out. You want to always account for more time needed for every transition. And then you also want to make sure that you make a point to highlight everybody who's helping, because one thing people love to do is get recognition. And if you set the precedent and the standard that when people help you out, you'll do your part to help them out, make sure they're recognized properly, then it makes for a better experience and it makes them way more willing to not only promote within their own network, because everybody has people they know, but it also helps them, it also helps you, you know, or other people be more willing to assist you in the future when they see, or when they hear about, you know, how you like to carry and run your events. Don't shy away from allowing other people to help you out in regards to the streams or in regards to your events, because one thing I've found is that when you try to greedily do things or try to, you know, hoard all the I don't even know what you call it, like pride of doing, you rob people, or you rob the event of the feeling of togetherness in the community you're trying to build. Because ultimately, when you do anything, what you're trying to do is you're trying to gather people to watch or participate within a set event. And in doing so, that's what pulls attention. And energy goes where attention flows. Same thing with money as well. So if you're constantly making it harder for those to interact, that's going to put a strain on your growth as well. And it ties directly into the whole networking concept, where if you're not actively trying to find and meet other streamers to grow and work with, then it is going to make it harder on yourself, because you're just going to be having a slower process and speed unless you do or have certain factors that would make you an anomaly. And, you know, what do I mean by this? I mean, growth by yourself is 100% possible. It's 100% to do this on your own without any effort, without working hard. But if you know, you also have to respect the fact that you have to do something that's not going to be an anomaly off of what other people are already doing, which is the concept of just people just playing their game, streaming, and get some water, boy. Thank you. And so things like this are like when Twitch Plays Pokemon came out, that was something completely different. That's the only channel I've seen and follow those developers up until the point that it came out that they've ever created. So as long as what you're doing is it's an equal part engaging, if you can automate it, that would be the best. So that way it can always be running and you can always have that growth. And and you also want to make sure that it's something so different. Like nowadays, most streams can be categorized in a few different boxes, which go from events, particular game streaming, speedruns, and then you got like your classic games. That's just what I've realized. Like those are the main pulls for attention, and new games obviously. So you got your new games, your classic games, if you host or run any events, and if you're, I can't remember the last one, but hosting events, and, and speedruns, but yeah, there's only so many different things you can do. I mean, charities are great, because you always want to be giving back and having a cause, but if you, run a charity and you only donate, an X amount, if you're not properly prepared already, then it's gonna, it'll still look good, but you, without trying to sound selfish, you are trying to do everything with, you want to make sure that all you're trying to spend has a purpose and a point, right? You don't want to aimlessly be streaming for 8 hours in front of nobody saying hashtag stream dream. And then, or how should I put in the grind when you're not actually doing anything? You're just playing video games for 8 hours in front of nobody. So you want to make sure you have the proper channels, proper communication. One thing I would recommend, too, is just really pay attention to, Social Blade. And because Social Blade keeps track of the game, or each individual game with each network. How will they do? What times they speed or peak and spike throughout the day and throughout the week as well. What information I don't think they provide without having premium is any seasonal market movement. So as a consumer, as a buyer, people have buying phases and like ebbs and flows of how companies decide to mandate sales and to do their marketing. And what I've come to find is that with Social Blade, you'll usually be able to get access to free information like the daily viewer count and how it usually stacks against a week. But for understanding the seasons, for understanding that winter time is actually a great time to stream events, terrible time to be a new streamer, because people are looking for that camaraderie around being with a bigger streamer for the type of season that it is. Best times to stream as a new streamer and to build your network is always in the beginning of the year. People do their New Year's resolutions around this time, and you'll have a lot of newer streamers hit the scene. Plus, if you're out networking and building relationships with a lot of new streamers, 9 times out of 10, what ends up happening is if you take people under your wing as a mentor, they'll follow you for life. I mean, I have mentors that I worked with that I didn't like who they were as a person, but I still keep in touch with them because you just never know what the power of that connection will be. One thing in that same aspect too, because there's a big influx of new streamers, it pulls more credibility and more legitness to the people who are already doing it, and so that helps out the community in its whole. And plus, if you're taking people on the wing and they decide to quit or something happens, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be more than willing just to support you just because they gave up on their dreams and they see that you're still committed and you're willing to do that. And I've built had a lot of followers for that same exact reason. So those are just some tips and tricks that I like to use. Obviously, during the summer is not a great time to just yourself, because of the fact that summer's the same concept. Diamond, come on. Thank you. So summer is not really a great time to stream, unless you're already, you know, working with people, because I got that backwards. So fall is not a good time because all the kids are going back to school. Most college kids are going back to school. And what happens is this is when, you know, people really rally on the strength of the community that they already have established. Diamond, Juno, come here. Come here, mamas. And they all rally behind what they already have. And so that's what I've come to notice. So, I'm just like so sick and so tired. And just I know that I have to keep pumping out this content because consistency is king at all times. And the major, because you're always going to be one like really good video away or one really good piece of content away from having your shit just blow the fuck up. And what you're doing is with the more content you have out there, you're just increasing your odds and your statistics. Come on, guys, let's go. So, you know, with that, I want to go ahead and segue into my bonus tip for, you know, just holding events, knowing what games to stream and what times, and having a schedule. My bonus tip for you guys is you want to make sure that you stream for at least 2 to 3 hours. Now, that, unlike popular belief, at one point in time, it made more sense to stream for a ton of hours. But now, what I've kind of noticed is that you want to be a bite-sized segment show, because when people know that you stream for long hours on end, they're less likely to commit to watching you. And the only reason why bigger streamers get away with it is because their audience is so big and are part of different time zones that there's a big ebb and flow of people coming in and people leaving. Whereas as a smaller streamer, you want to have a small, tight-knit window where you stream just enough time to be entertaining and to build that relationship, but a small enough window that you also have a sense of scarcity too. One thing that's just something that I've noticed that not a lot of people are talking about on YouTube is what is good timing and good amount to stream. When's a good amount to stream? So that's just what I've noticed. With that, guys, I hope that bonus tip helped you out. You won't find that on YouTube's, and a lot of this content that I'm going to be producing, you won't find anywhere else. So I hope that everybody takes advantage of it. It helps you grow, helps you learn more, and then you pass the knowledge down to your friends and family as well, and those that you know that are trying to stream, so that way they can grow too. And so with that, guys, again, this is Dominic Diaz, aka Last Level Boss. I hope you guys have a good one, and you'll hear from me soon.